Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
A true joy to see all of you out here. Let's give it up for the Great Star Theater.
Wow, what a theater.
What a beautiful venue.
Really, really cool.
Also, please, let's give it up for our incredible pianist, Scott Passarella, King of Pianists. Pianist of Kings.
Holder of Smart Water.
Holder of Smart Water. Also, so this is Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jessica McKenna.
Hello. That one's Zach Reno.
Hi. Of applause, who has been brought here by a friend and maybe isn't 100% sure what this is? Okay.
Right.
What trusting friends you are. So what we are about to do is improvise a musical for you that we've never done before and we'll never do it again. Scott's going to do the same with music. That's it. And it's going to be fun and great.
And we're going to take care of you.
And Jess has a shaker.
Well,
she's playing
I have a secret shaker.
Yeah.
So,
I just wanted you to get it out now so that when you do it later, it won't be the first. Yeah. Uh-huh. Very good.
I'm really just too tickled about it.
I think you're the appropriate amount of tickled about it.
Thank you. You're a kind and supportive friend.
So we just need a word of anything at all, and then we'll talk. Uh-oh. Yeah, I made direct eye contact with you. And you went, ugh. So yeah, a word, anything at all, I guess.
Silly string.
Silly string is one of those things that, like, is so fun and definitely killing the planet, right?
Yeah, probably. I've never seen it degrade.
Yeah, like, it lasts forever. It's like God's hair.
I thought you were going to say one of those things that seems fun and then isn't, and I was also going to kind of agree with that, because
Yeah. Here's
what I always forget about silly string. It's wet.
It's wet, but it's not immediately wet. It hits you and you're like, oh, it's string, and then you're like,
ew,
it's wet.
It's like, and did you ever do the thing where then either for fun or for cleanup, you like ball it up and you're like, this is actually now quite wet.
Yeah. You got a wet ball.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun, children? Enjoy this wet ball.
And that sort of immediately takes it out of fun zone and puts it in like imagining a hairball.
It was good to pretend you were Spider-Man.
Yes.
And
obviously. That's its main achievement.
Spider-Man or like a witch that wants to throw her hair at something.
Zach, stop burning through all the good plots.
Yeah. No, it's okay. It's good.
Come here, Peter Parker.
Wait. Hold on. Are you a witch?
Ah, yes. A witch.
But...
And you, but Peter Parker... Would you like me to cast a spell on you?
Not really. The last time I messed with spells, it, like, broke the universe. But also... also, how do you know who I am? Well, because you're a witch.
Because I'm a witch. And because you're quite famous, Peter Parker, and beloved among witches.
Wait, really?
Yes, every witch loves Spider-Man.
Big spider fan, your poster's been up on my cave. When I was a younger witch, I would smooch at that poster for days.
And I sleep on pillow sheets and pillowcases with your many poses, many faces every night.
But mostly when we see you up there, we think of something we haven't thought of in a fortnight.
Trouble.
Bernice.
What? Yes, Gladys?
Bernice.
Yes?
You are not putting any of your normal pizzazz into that toil.
I know.
Are you sad?
I am sad.
Is it because we're immortal and after a while you start to be like, oh, we've seen everyone we love grow and die?
Yes, well, there's always that. But no, additionally, I'm sad because, well, yesterday was the best day of my life for sure.
When Spider-Man showed up. Oh, I love him.
And now I'm... Yes, I'm facing immortality, I'm facing eternity, knowing that Tuesday, the 15th of February, 2017,
yes,
was the best day of my life, and there's nothing to it.
But what if there was something to it, Bernice?
What are you talking
about?
What
if we broke time, and so that every day was
February 15th,
February 15th,
2017. We willingly Groundhog Day'd?
We willingly Groundhog Day, so that every day Spider-Man shows up. We can talk to him a little more and a little more and a little more.
I don't know, Gladys. I've watched a lot of short programs about how it's not actually good to have Christmas every day.
It always turns out bad, but what if when we do it, it's
good.
Different? Because here's the thing about when other people do that. They always do it wrong.
They're not two good friends and witches.
That's right.
They're usually children. They're usually small. They usually don't know about life. They're not immortal at all.
They usually don't have any idea of thinking down the line. They just mess with time and assume in the end it'll probably be fine. But they're not us. We'll do it better.
They're not us.
We'll do it better.
We'll do it good. Yeah, everybody besides us is definitely dumb and unwise.
That's right.
And they shouldn't do what we do when we mess with this time.
It's like when an adult says to a child, don't jaywalk across the street. But then as soon as that child is somewhere else, that adult is boop, 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 boop with their feet.
Or they're like, don't watch too much television. But then they watch so much television.
Yep.
They even fall asleep to television. Boy, I love television.
But they're not us.
We'll do it better.
Cause they're not us.
We'll do it good.
We'll mess with time the exact right amount that two witches should. Cause they're not us.
We'll do it good. I bet by the end, Spider-Man will be in love with both of us.
Yeah, and we'll have to make him ISIS remember that every day. Wait, okay, I've always wondered this. How many people in the time loop know they're in the time loop? That's something to figure out before.
Put it on the board.
Yeah, I'll put it on the witch's board.
How many people in time loop?
Let's say
you and me
for sure. Okay, and then definitely also Spider-Man.
Okay, and I'd like for him every day to reset. I feel like that's the safest bet. But if we could make the spell really specific, here's one thing, it'd be super terrific if a part of his subconscious was aware of the time loop, so he slowly fell in love with us.
And then when he remembers, we don't have to make him fall in love every day. Okay,
there is us. We'll do it better. Cause it's us. We'll do it.
Stop doing pull-ups with your string.
Your web.
I'm sorry. I'm supposed to call it your web.
It is a web.
Do your Peter tingle and get down.
It's called my Spidey sense.
Oh. It's 2017 and I'm Aunt May.
Yeah. I know Aunt May.
I just like to remind myself sometimes that it's 2017 and I'm Aunt May.
It's 2017, you're Aunt May. I was just trying to get...
This puts us roughly between you going to the homecoming dance, but not yet going on your summer trip.
Sure. You're alive.
Well, yeah.
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 Look, we all die someday, but today, you're alive.
Not today. Peter, today's the day you're supposed to go to the woods.
That's why I'm working my one arm out so hard.
All right, I just wanted to remind you because I'm going to go, I have to go to work.
Okay. Where do you work again?
In 2017.
That's right, you've recently changed jobs.
Well, I'm sort of like I work for the city. I'm a big time city helper.
Honestly, thank you so much.
Yeah, I do a lot
of
good.
The city needs help.
I'm Aunt May, and it's 2017. Yeah. Peter, you looked kind of distraught when I told you today's the day you go to the woods, almost as if you have some unknowing feeling about it.
Yeah, I don't know. Somewhere in the back of my head, it feels like I go to the woods all the time, but that can't be right, because I, never go to the woods because it's not a place where I have to patrol for a lot of criminals.
No, it's we put it on your calendar to go to the woods for the first time on February 15th, yeah. A Tuesday,
yeah.
2017.
It's just, I can't help but... This is going to sound crazy. I feel like I shouldn't even say this.
No, come on, Peter. You gotta.
You ever feel like you're in love with two older women who you've never met?
Oh, Peter. I thought we were going to have this talk a lot sooner, but... Sure, sweetheart. That's okay.
Like I'm not two gonna... very specific older women.
Okay. I'm not going to yuck your yum.
But it's not even that. It's like I feel like I've spent so much time with them and I can picture them clearly, but I don't think I've ever met them before.
Well, love is a mysterious, mysterious thing.
Is this a spider thing? Do spiders, like, know the spider they're gonna fall in love with or something?
Maybe.
I hate when new parts of this power reveal itself.
Right. I was just thinking about the things you've taught me about spiders that I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Like, but I have two arms and two legs, but the others keep growing back.
And They're on your back.
Yep, I folded them up and kept them on my back. Because people would freak out if they saw a many-armed person swinging around more than they already do, and that would get me down.
But how do spiders fall in love?
How do spiders fall in love?
That's something we don't.
That's a good question. I'm not sure. And hopefully it wouldn't be that way for me.
Right.
Because I would hate to fall in love with two beautiful old women and have it be the death of me.
And we know that I'm alive too, because it's 2017.
Could be crawling.
It went just how I practiced.
And you are still alive.
Gladys, did you use the toothbrush?
Bernice, I've told you for the last 300 years, I don't have any teeth. What would I use the toothbrush for?
You know, I have 3 prized teeth left.
Yes.
And I
like... Fang, fang, molar.
Fang, fang, molar. And I like to use the toothbrush before Peter gets here.
Why are we fighting again?
I know why. I just don't want to say it.
We got along for thousands of years. Now, all of a sudden, because Spider-Man's in love with both of us, and he kind of remembers every day, the two of us are fighting all the time. I thought this time loop was going to be different and good and fun, but I wake up and my hair is annoying in just the same way every day. You know when you have a bad hair day?
Yeah. Well, it's been a long time since I don't have hair.
Yes. Oh, well, I should clarify. I taped a bunch of grass to my head. And I pretend it's hair. But it's been falling just wrong for the last, I don't know, how many days have we been in this time loop now?
242.
Ah, yes. It's a good thing we made sure the board was not stuck in the time loop, so we can write things on it.
Yes.
The only thing's not in the time loop. You, me, Spider-Man, the board.
I love that we... I honestly love the board.
I love the... I have no complaints with the board.
I feel like I fought you at first when you said the cave could use a board for organization.
I understand you were sort of concerned about aesthetics.
Yes.
And at first glance... The board has no place on a cave wall.
But now that I see the board, and the board has been such a presence in the cave, I can't imagine the cave without the board.
Yes. You know, a board really pulls the room together in a way you didn't know that it could. And when you're looking at the board on the wall of the cave, you think, damn, that board looks good. Isn't a world, I can imagine the board if the board was not up there. I would trade almost anything to keep the board, and that's including my fake grass hair. I love the board, of course, I love the board. I love the board, of course, I love the board. Hard to do it and sing at the same time, isn't it? Yes, of course. I love the board, of course, I love the board.
I love how the board, when it begins, came with its own pegs and with its own pins. And I love that we put up little photos and snaps, little visions of what we had if we could relax. Like, I love this little photo of a beach scene. It like, gets into my beachy little beach dreams, and it makes me want to break out of the loop. Oh no, I just said that truth to you, but I love the board.
I love the board,
of course, I love the board. I didn't say another single word more. Nope. I love the board, of course, I love the board.
Oh, wow. Look at the board. The board is a constant in our lives, and the lives, they change it every day. It rewinds the same old day and night. And I would break out of the time loop if I could. Oh, wait. I mean, never mind. We made the right decision with the time loop. Everything's going... Okay, if I'm being honest, I love the board. I don't love the time loop as much as I actually love the board. The board's great. I'm not bored of the board. I'm bored of the time loop, not the board.
But we said all those things that we could, and we said all those things that we would and we should, and we said it was us and this. We would trust that if we did it, it would be good. But no, the only thing good left is the board. Of course.
Going haywire, the way that we abhor. But we love the board.
We love the board.
We love the board.
Yes, ooh, I love that. Love the board. All right, so this might be our last day with Peter. Because once we break the time loop, he's never going to come back to the woods. This was his only woods day.
Yes. Okay, so let's just put it all on the line as soon as he gets here. Not make too big of a deal about
no.
it. We'll say, yes, we trapped you in a time loop for 250 days or so. Are you in love with both of us? Is that okay? Are we okay with that? Because I was getting a little animosity from you early on. I thought we were okay being in a throuple with Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
Well, I am okay being in a sexual throuple, but not a love throuple. And I didn't know that about myself till I was in it.
I think we both sort of assumed that Spider-Man was just going to be something we loved to have sex with. And then we learned that we actually fell in love.
And in this time loop, in 2017, he is 18.
I would say, just to be safe, he's at least 18.
Yes.
Let's say he's 25.
That makes me feel better, too.
Makes me feel great.
Here he comes. Hello, we're witches and we love you.
Hello, we're witches and we love you. You're the two... The old women I've been seeing in my dreams.
Yes, the subconscious, it worked.
I'm so confused. I feel like I've met you before, but I haven't met you before.
You have, Peter. I know this will be a lot, and this will come as a shock to you.
I've gone through a lot. It takes a lot to shock me.
Okay. Me and my best friend, who are immortal witches,
yep,
trapped you in a time loop for 242 days because we love you so much.
Are you mad? No, honestly, this explains so much.
Oh.
Why I've been dreading coming to the woods, but also feel drawn to the woods. It's been so confusing. And also, I've been thinking of the two of you, but I didn't know who you were, so thank you. This really puts my...
I'm...
Burnus?
Burnus.
And Gladys?
Yes.
Did we have... tea one time.
Yes.
Out by the lake.
Yes.
You made the tea from the inside of a garden snake.
Yes.
And did we have lunch one time?
Yes.
Out by the bog. They were cucumber sandwiches, but instead of cucumber, it was a frog.
Mm-hmm.
I think your favorite day is when we all played tag.
Yes.
But instead of tag, it was sex.
It was sex. We called it tag, and in a way it was like tag.
But here's the thing, you were always it. It feels good to have you remember.
It feels good to remember it all. 'Cause now I can remember. Remember that time we walked off a very tall wall and we floated because we're witches.
We are witches. We floated because we're witches. Yes, yeah, very good. Wow, it's all coming back to you so fast, Peter.
So I guess we have a view. We're going to end the time loop now.
We're going to break the spell. In fact, it might have already started. Now, the truth we tell.
To live with the two of us for the rest of your life.
Inside this cave,
and
but the cave has a board.
I remember the board, I love it so much. I remember it really has a very homey touch.
You remember, but what comes now? Only you know. Of course.
Like, I don't know, go on a date.
Sure.
And then I'll remember the date.
Yeah.
For the next date. That would be great.
We have nothing but time.
Nothing but time. But you will die. But
we have time. Now that you remember.
Yeah, you know what? Break the time loop and maybe I don't know, tomorrow we'll go on a date, not in the woods.
Great.
I'm gonna go.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to have sex first?
I would, but only if...
Yeah, I mean, if you're into it. We no pressure. Yeah, I got time.
Great.
So you work for the city?
Big city helper.
Oh,
big time with the
cool.
city.
Very cool. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's my first date in a while.
Oh, totally okay.
I was married and
I'm your first date after not being married.
No, but I'm still not great at it.
Sure.
You know, the internet is all, it's weird, it makes it harder.
And
You know Ant-Man?
Yes.
You know how he gets real big?
Yes.
And sort of like walks around in the city?
Yes.
You ever think about like the collateral damage that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I saw some.
Lost, anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. Ant-Man squooshed my wife.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I mean, it was like in defense. Like, here's the, like on the one hand, it's like, I wish you didn't.
Yes.
Oh God, do I wish you didn't.
Right.
But on the other hand, it's like he was saving the city from like supernatural threats, so.
Yeah, I know.
I get it, but oh boy.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, sorry, that's not first date material.
No, I mean, I feel like we might as well. We're both adults, we know what we want, and why go through a bunch of a dance
yes.
that we don't need?
I guess what I'm saying is like, I don't know that I'm ready to jump back into something like super, super serious.
No, that's perfect for me. I'm actually in my Dr. Get Strange mode.
Oh, wow, yes. I like that guy.
Yeah.
When he shows up on the news.
Yeah.
He's got a great cape. Man, I wish.
I think it's a cloak. I'm sorry.
What's the, no. What's the difference? I guess I don't know.
Oh.
Is it like a, is one of a clasp and one ties or? Is a cape a cloak?
You know what? I'm going to say, I think it has to do with heft. I think it has to do with thickness.
Sure.
It has to do with sometimes magic if it's worn by time lords or witches.
I guess if it's very specifically a magic item that has a particular name, it would be the cloak of blank or the cape of blank.
Right.
And the two are not the same.
This is gonna bug me. What's the difference between a cape and a cloak? Oh, this is gonna bug me. This is gonna bug me. What is the difference? So it's got my goat. Oh, I'm not gonna be able to move on because is this an important distinction? No. Oh, but this is gonna bug me. This is gonna bug me. What's the difference between a cape and a cloak?
Maybe it has something to do with the event to which you wear said thing.
Sure.
Like if it's fancy, it's a cloak. Casual, that's a cape.
But a cape seems fancy to me.
Okay.
Is a cape tied and a cloak is clasped? But no, I think we already moved past that.
Yeah, because you have to attach a cape in some way. That's not specific to a cape.
Gonna bug me, this is gonna bug me. What's the difference between a cape and a cloak? What's gonna bug me, this is gonna bug me. Oh, it's not important, but even so, I think that a cape is thin. Gonna go back to that one again. Like the difference between a long sleeve tee and a sweater. The cloak is the sweater.
A great analogy to say.
Right.
Because if they were the exact same thickness, a sweater and a long sleeve tee are the same.
Right. And I feel like I often hear about people saying unravel if they wear a cloak when they start to travel. They don't wear a cape when they start to travel unless they fly in the sky. Oh God, oh, this is gonna bug me. This is gonna bug me. The difference between a cape and a cloak. This is gonna bug me. This is gonna bug me. Oh, it's at right.
But we're keeping it casual.
Super duper casual. This is gonna bug me. Ooh, what type are we? What is this day?
Normally I guest star in a married couple that then paired up with their neighbors. So I'm now the guest star of a swinging quad.
Oh.
And I'm sort of ready to put that as a chapter behind me.
Okay.
But take some of the things I learned from that moving forward. So I'm sort of open to this becoming either a relationship or something casual.
In terms of just like keeping it slow, are you free tomorrow?
Oh,
like,
that was your question.
What?
You wanted to just know if we were going to go on another
date. No, that's all useful information.
Okay, great, yeah.
But also, that's great to know. But I guess follow-up question.
Yeah.
Are you free tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. But do you have to go back to work? You're a time technician?
Yeah. Did I not explain what that is?
No, I think I got the gist.
Okay, cool. You're a technician for time.
Yeah, you...
Like all of it, like the
concept. Right.
Yeah.
You make sure that nobody makes weird loops and...
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah. And you're here on a business trip.
Yeah, we got some sort of like, there's a whole like radar and it goes boop, boop when someone's messing with time. It's been going off here for...
242 days, I think you said?
Yeah, that's what I said.
I have a really good memory.
Yeah. But tomorrow's my day off, so...
Okay. Do you...
What's a good date place here?
Oh, do you want to go to one of those rooms where you smash plates?
It's like yes.
Great.
Yeah, I'd love to smash plates with you.
Great, me too.
I mean, I'll see you tomorrow. Okay.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yes.
I had the craziest day.
Me too.
I met the two witches.
Wait, first let me ask you. Do you know the difference between a cape and a cloak?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I can't tell you. Sorry, it's a superhero thing.
Damn it.
It's like secret identities, difference between a cape and a cloak. Do not...
I'm going to text Stark about this.
Okay.
Okay, what was crazy about your day?
I have a date tomorrow.
Me too. Look at us.
Maybe it's the same. 1, 2, 3.
A time technician.
With two witches who I met in the woods who have been with me in a time loop for over a year. Almost a year.
Peter, oh my gosh. This is terrible. You were in a time loop for almost a year and I didn't even notice? Look, talk to your kid.
No. May, it's not your fault. First of all, I didn't even know.
Okay.
So I couldn't even tell you.
Okay,
but
phew.
But it makes so much sense with why I kept seeing these two old women and
in
also
your
feeling
dreams.
Horny for these two old women.
It wasn't a spider thing. It was a time loop thing.
It was a time loop thing, and it wasn't even me. It was something that they did. And they apologized for it, and we're cool now, I think. I don't really know what their motivations are, but I figured we'd take it slow, and I'm going on a date with the two of them tomorrow to that room where you smash plates.
Oh, but this is terrible, Peter. I'm going on a date to that room where you smash plates with a time technician I met who's here on a business trip to click a time loop.
Wait a minute. Hold on. This is maybe not a problem, though, because there's a lot of those rooms in this city. What's the one you're going to?
The one on Elm.
Yeah, that's the one I'm going to. It's the best one.
It's the best one.
It's got
one.
The biggest plates.
It gives you serving platters.
Yeah. And normally you can't break a serving platter because they're metal, but these are not. They're porcelain.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really, I mean, I love you, but I don't know I want to double date with you, but I don't want to stop you from going on your date. So I'll call the witch. They don't have a phone. They're witches.
Is there a chance that they can just, I'm just sort of worried that my time technician is going to be real mad at your witches.
You're saying the two are connected.
Yes. Yes. Here, I'll draw it on the board. Mm.
I mean, I'm all for it. I'm just... Normally, my spider sense goes off when something like this... It's fine. Yeah, draw it on the board.
Oh, Peter.
No, no, no.
Do you think that love affects your spidey sense?
Like it makes it not work?
Or it makes it work in mysterious ways?
I don't know what that would mean. But yeah, I don't like the idea that something is messing with it. It's sort of my barometer for how I do my job.
Okay, tell me...
That I decided to do myself because I am not a sanctioned officer of this city.
Whereas I am.
You are
big,
big city
helper.
Worker. Yeah, put on the board.
Okay.
Explain it to me.
As far as I know, we're living on one timeline.
Right?
And it's my dude's job to keep it buttoned up and fine. And as soon as someone messes with that timeline, he kills them with a weird rod.
Kills them with a weird rod?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying maybe this is our, it's our timeline. And as long as it's straight, it's fine. But if it starts to look like a vine, then your dude pops up and kills people with a weird long rod. And so the witches who are responsible for the timeline being on are gonna get killed by your guy.
And we were just hitting it off.
Are you sure they'd be killed by
my guy? Yeah, that sounds intense with the weird long rod.
The witches have lived forever, and I guess I'm worried too. Just turning it around on him would be a witch-like thing to do.
Right.
Like, he'd be like, I'm gonna kill you.
And they'd just do a spell.
Right, and he would go like, witch is hell. Gosh, do witches believe in... No. They live forever. It doesn't matter. I think you're right. Seeing it in this light, I think they're connected. Should've put it together myself. Very smart as a big time city worker, I should have expected. So what do we do?
What do we do?
We bring them together. We'll put them in danger.
Can we escape this fate? And should we break this date? Or instead, should we break some plates?
We could go and break some plates and try to keep them separated. Most people wouldn't be able to handle that, but I think
if it's us, we'll do it
if
good.
If it's us, we'll do it good.
Not like how the sitcoms make it look like.
It's just like show up at different times.
It's us.
It'll be better. If it's us,
we'll do it good.
Separated just like we should.
Okay, welcome to Plates on Elm.
Hi.
I've booked you in the B room.
Great. How many people fit in the B room?
Five.
Okay. Are there any rooms with less people available?
Oh, well, I could book you in the dragonfly room, but it's taken. Yes, the rooms are named after bugs.
Oh, it was B as in B-E-E. Oh.
Do you like that? My manager thought it was confusing, but I said, I'm trying to take initiative.
Oh, that's your choice. That's not the establishment. That's a thing that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, the rooms have already little letters on them, A through G.
Yeah, there's a lot of letters here.
Yeah,
though.
And so it's...
There's A through G, but then there's the whole second column, 1 through 10.
Right. So it said
yeah,
we
tell me about all the rooms.
For the ant room, B is for the bee.
The bee.
C is for the caterpillar, dragonfly you see. E is for the eel, because they kind of look like bugs.
Sure.
F is for firefly, and G is for glugs. That's what I called slugs when I was a kid.
Yeah, call them glugs. Honestly, that's good. Yeah, let's go to the... How many people fit in the glugs room?
10.
I'm going to go to the glugs room. That sounds great.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding.
And we'll follow you to the glugs room, Peter.
Have a good time. Do you mind if I take the next group that's coming in?
Oh, no, go for it.
Okay. Hi, welcome to Plates.
Hi.
I've booked you for the B room. That's a room that fits 5 people.
Oh, do you have a room that's smaller or bigger? 5 is sort of exactly what I don't want.
Okay. Well, yeah. A is for the ant room. That's the room with a bunch of ants.
And I'm an ant.
Oh, you're an ant. Yeah. B is for, not the beetle, not the butterfly. B is the bee room. That's right. Cool. What a long walk. And C is caterpillar. E, of course, is eel. There are not specifically bugs, but they bug me. That's how I feel.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't want to do this. Please don't look at me. But you skipped and you went from C, E,
oh, you
skipped.
Dragonfly. That's D.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eel and F is, of course, firefly.
Yeah, and then G is for the glug, which is how slugs are in my mind. So which room would you like to go to? And I'll give a shrug, but I really do recommend the room that we call glug.
All right, I'll go to the glug room. I mean, it's not for 5. Come on, time technician.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your name is Lucas.
Yeah. I like being called time technician.
So... we just throw these plates? Okay. Smash! Ooh! Ooh, that is fun.
Oh, look. Look, May. Those old women can really smash plates.
Oh, I love smashing plates almost as much as I love messing with time! That's getting out all that tension I built up being in that time loop for almost a whole year. Ooh.
I must be hearing things.
Right,
I'm
Gladys?
Sure it was just a
mistake. I mean, ooh, being in that time loop really gave me
okay,
a shoulder.
Okay, that's the third time I've heard it.
But smashing these blades really frees it up. Great idea, Peter.
May I hate to do this, but I think I may have to start working
smash.
Right now. These two old women with very strong throwing arms and sort of a magical cackling aura about them have mentioned doing something for the time loop 3 times in a row. Once I thought I misheard.
Twice. My favorite part about the time loop is
and
how
that's
it had...
the fourth time. So like I'm almost like at this point it's negligence if I don't do something about it. You know
are
what
you
I mean?
Sure that they said time loop? Are you sure they didn't say vine troop?
Yeah, you're right. They probably said vine troop.
Oh, you know what I could go for? A vine troop.
I love a vine troop. That... Sorry, my name's Lucas. I'm a time technician.
Oh, my name is Bernice.
Mm-hmm.
Bernice.
I guess it's the same, depends on how you pronounce it, but the spelling would be the same.
That's right.
Bernice rhymes with furnace.
That's right.
That's fun.
My name's Bernice. This is my friend Gladys.
Hi, Gladys.
And we are witches.
Oh, okay. What kind of witches? What kind of witch work do you do?
Well, we've dabbled through the eras, through the eons, through the decades. We are immortal. And so this latest thing...
Oh, like living for like a really long time.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so funny because I work in time.
Oh, that's so funny. We just created a time loop and trapped young Peter Parker, who's 25, in the time loop for 242 days. We just let him out, though, and now we're trying to see if his subconscious wants to match up with his conscious and see if he loves us or if he just likes us.
Didn't want to have to use the big long rod on my day off. It's my day off.
Maybe just keep it your day off.
And not punching on the clock on my day off. But I've a duty to the timeline, and those witches, they are chaotic. And if I don't blast them with this rod, they'll come back and make the timeline sick.
Sink?
Sick.
Oh.
Like,
are you okay?
Yes, I am fine.
I'm getting kind of a weird feeling from this guy.
That dude's been looking at us
ever since I casually mentioned time.
Four or five times. Yeah.
I don't want to do this on this beautiful date with this smashing of plates, but we might have to cast a spell on our day off.
Will we punch the witch's clock
on our day off, so we can stop him with his time rod
and incinerate him into a bunch of slugs, as is our way on our off day,
our day off.
I thought we could do it, that we could keep them all apart. I guess us is just like them, we're no better at the start.
I should have turned away, but outside I felt a tug. I couldn't say no when they sent me to the room of gloves. The city.
Our day off. Superheroes don't take vacations, that's the nitty gritty. And when you do, fate turns around and scoffs. You're taking an off day
on your day off. Lucas?
Yes, I don't want to have to do this, but you witches mess with the timeline, and so I have to take my big long rod and incinerate you.
You know what that does is it just sends us to a nether where we'll just create like a big castle. We'll have a great time.
It doesn't kill people?
No.
Huh. I've been telling people that this kills people, I feel bad about it.
Now, we could turn you into slugs or glugs.
As I understand it, those are the same thing.
And we don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that either. So, what do we do? Hold on. A time worker and a witch just can't be friends if they mess with the timeline. I mean, historically, it's bad how it ends. But I think with the right witch and the right time worker, if there was trust, it wouldn't work for everyone else.
But it might work for us. If it's us, we'll do it better. If it's us, we'll do it good. If it's us, we'll do it better. Like nobody dared.
Like no one could.
Nobody could. If it's us.
If it's us, and you don't mess with the timeline anymore.
Because it didn't work out, we've already put it on the board.
Man, I love that board.
See, it says here, no more messing with time.
Then we're fine.
Then we're fine.
Then we're fine.
We're better than fine. We're good.
We're better than fine.
We're good.
And now this story. Spider-Man and witches ends like it should, with everybody dating and better than fine. In fact,
we're good.
witnessed Spider-Man enter the Witchverse. It's a double entendre. You have just witnessed a fully realized production of Spider-Man Enter the Witchverse, so we're going to bring out all of the cast, the director, the costume designers, and we're going to do a little talk back. So if anyone has a question for anyone in the cast here, all you need to do is line up at this microphone right here, and we have time for a few. You can ask anyone in the cast that you like. But let's get them out here. Give a round of applause for everyone involved in this production.
Oh, they all worked so hard.
Get the house lights up a little bit. That's perfect. Thank you.
They made great props. So many webs.
That's probably the amount that we have time for. So thank you.
No glugs were hurt in the staging of this.
Any questions at all? Thank you. Hello. Thank you so much for coming. What's your name and who's your question for?
Hi, my name is Rana.
Hi, Rana.
This set is amazing.
Oh, thank you.
With the stalactites and stalagmites. But how the hell did you get this big-ass whiteboard here?
You know, thank you so much.
For realizing that they do not make, generally speaking, whiteboards that big.
Well, I'll go ahead and just give it up as one of the producers of the show. It was really, really important to me to just support all of our designers and their choices. And they come in with mood boards. We have like a very fun brainstorming session. And when Kiefer, the set designer, came in and told me his first thought was bored, I wasn't sure. It didn't originally connect with the material. Go ahead, Kiefer.
Yeah, here's what I thought. There was so much action in this play, right? Witches, Spider-Man. But who is it not connecting with? People that work a 9-to-5 in an office. People that need to brainstorm. The real heroes of the city, putting in that work, putting their dreams on a board. And so I just thought that we should do it with a real big one. And then the writers and the producers, thank God, were so accommodating that they let it in. And so we reached out to Staples and we said, what's the biggest whiteboard you had? And they said 6 feet. And I said, absolutely not. Double it. And they said, we're Staples. You can't talk to us like that. And then I said, well, who should I talk to? And they said, no, we actually are the right people to talk to. And then they did it, but they charged us a lot for it.
But thank you so much. I think it really is the symbol of the show.
It's why it's on the poster. The poster's just a big whiteboard with words on it. Thank you so much for your question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, what's your name and who's your question for?
Hi, my name is Nicole, and my question is actually for the Disney executive. Where do you see this fitting into the larger Marvel cinematic universe now that we have all these steps?
Where was
the inspiration?
Yeah, come down from your tower.
We're really excited about Phase 4. No notes. We know that Kevin has a vision, and we think that time in the multiverse won't be confusing, and we'll all latch onto it with the same sort of ease and spontaneity that the Thanos storyline gave us. So we are excited to see. Here's a little drop. Will the witches be getting their own Disney Plus TV show?
Okay. All right, now I hear Hocus Pocus 2 did very well.
Yep, so this is going to be Hocus Pocus 2.5.
Where one of the witches is not there. Yeah. There's just two of them.
That's right. Thank you so much. And if you don't yet bundle with Hulu and ESPN,
think about it.
You got to.
I mean, the savings are unbelievable. Thank you so much, Nicole.
Must be bundling.
Hello, thank you so much. What's your name? Who's your question for?
My name's Gabriel. Question for Bono. And what do you think about the repurposed numbers for the new show?
You're asking Bono.
Yes.
Bono. Okay,
yes,
Bono, yes, who wrote the music for the first Spider-Man foray into musical theater, Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
Yes, I did.
Sorry, just the man, the myth, of the legend, Bono.
I've been here the whole time. Hi. Yeah. I'm Bono.
Yeah, famously Irish.
Irish, yes, I remember. You know what happened in my head for a second? It was Bon Jovi, is what I heard. No. So here's what I like about it quite a bit. So when I'm writing music, the music usually, it's about my life. And I thought to myself, Bono, you've not met any witches in your life. You've met a fair amount of spiders, though. And I thought to myself, Bono, what do you think of these spiders? And I thought, well, if I was a spider, I'd be making out with a witch. And so that sort of let that fuel all of it. I'm Bono, this is my voice.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, we did use some of the music from Turn Off the Dark and repurpose it. And we're so happy to have you on board.
People love Turn Off the Dark, but it makes them afraid because they don't know when the man playing Spider-Man is going to die.
Yeah, there were a lot of injuries. That's
why... Notoriously unsafe.
This is a much more grounded production and showing a different side of Peter's life. Hi, what's your name and who's your question for?
I'm Jez, and this is a question for the writer. Actually, kind of related. So I heard in the original script there was perhaps a plot around... The eating of Spider-Man in the relationship, and
yes.
I heard that was cut. Wanted to hear what this decision was about that.
Yeah, mostly that man up there. The Disney executives didn't love us having two old women eat Spider-Man on screen. We were torn
about
it.
At that point, I was like, then what's the story? You know, like, if this isn't the tale of two black widows in a cave, and then they're like, we already have a black widow, and I was like, oh my God. And I was like, okay, did ScarJo eat anybody? I don't think so. But it was really important to them that Peter Parker did not die in a big cauldron.
Specifically being eaten by two women.
Witches, yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, you don't always get to make the show that you dream of, but the collaboration works.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin.
Hi.
Hello, my name is Dylan, and I have a question for the lawyers. How did you get to get the rights to Spider-Man? I know Sony and Disney have been fighting for a long time, so how did those conversations go?
Quite frankly, we have a lot of money, and we sort of show up.
Yeah, so the thing that was good about this is that it took place in 2017. And that's actually the 1 year of lore of a certain timeline of canon that belongs to neither Sony nor Disney.
So there's many Spider-Man spin-off comics, because they all come from the comics IP. But Spider-Man 2017...
Specifically 1 week of February. I don't know. We had to do a lot of contract digging, but ultimately, that's why we're the best.
They got nothing on us. We can do whatever we want
as
with this Spider-Man.
As long as it takes place in this 1 week of February in 2017.
Hence the time loop.
And hence why we had the writers say it a lot. Put it in the script a lot, just to remind them, just so they know we're flagging it, we're hanging a lantern on it, we know it's this 1 week that belongs to neither Sony nor Disney. And then obviously Disney liked what we were doing, they came on board and they gave us those big mouse bucks.
Thank you, Daddy D. Thank you for your question.
Thank you
so much.
So I loved all the costumes, like just those wigs for the grass for the witches. It was just so incredible, and like the webs and the silly string and all of that. It's like, how did you like come up with like the images the characters would wear and what they would look like?
So I had this idea, and it came to me actually when Kiefer brought in his big board. And I was like, what if I filled that big board with pictures of hair, and then all of the hair had to make it in the show? So you'll notice that May actually has a different hairstyle, sometimes within scenes. Because the board was so big, I had so many pictures of different hair, and I set myself on a personal mission that like all of them would make it in.
Yeah. What I think is so great about the work that you do,
Thank you.
Hair and makeup is so concerned with continuity. Having a character be recognizable every time you see them as the same character. And we thought,
no.
Real people change their hair all the time.
I have changed my hair 3 times in this talk back.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's how real people live.
That's how real hair is.
Thank you for noticing.
Thank you so
and the
much.
Grass wig is a personal favorite of mine. I do want to say that, like, get your hands on a grass wig now. Like, because, like, let me...
You will not be able to find one.
They're about to go through the roof. They're about to take off.
They're taking off.
They're about to take off like big pants and small shirts. Which are taking off now.
They're taking off now. They're about to
Actually, they've taken off.
They've flown.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you noticing. This maybe might be our last question. Apologies.
Hi, I'm Mary. My question is for the costume designer. I love the visual storytelling of each character having either a cape or a cloak. And I was just wondering what was the choice behind that symbology. I really am looking forward to diving deeper into that lore.
Thank you. Great question.
That's a great question. And I think What's really wonderful about it is that the characters on stage are really grappling with this, right? Like, they don't know the difference between the two when everyone else knows it. So we don't have to say what it is.
Right. It's one of those things where there's dramatic irony because of the tension of we all know. And these two characters somehow don't. And it's really important because it grounds that even though they're early in the relationship, we root for May and Lucas because somehow they're the only two people in the world. Who don't know the difference between a cloak and a cape.
It's honestly the most unbelievable thing about
yes.
the story.
But I feel like that's when I read it, that's what made me immediately know, oh, these two, we don't have a lot of time with Lucas, but he has a lot of time.
Yeah.
Work.
Right.
He's a time technician.
Which is funny because we lost some of the scenes with, not Lucas specifically, but we went to his place of work as he and to see some of the other people that worked in sort of the time department. It was a very funny long song in which like many, many characters were introduced. But then we realized that none of them ever showed up in the story at any other point. So we ultimately decided to cut it. But
I guess we'll perform it now.
All right, time department, time to clock in for roll call. All right, everyone, we got a new person today. His name is Timey Tim.
Hi, I'm Timey Tim. So, God bless us every time.
So, Timey Tim, for you, you'll notice there's a bunch of people here throughout space and time.
Oh.
And I just figured each of them, since it's your first day, could introduce themselves and tell you a little bit about themselves.
Oh, I would love that.
Hello, good morning, or whatever time it is. My name's Timey Tim, and I'm just a kid, and I'm from Victorian times, but I have a little crutch, and that's my fun fact, but I said too much.
Hello, I'm Bigfoot, and I'm here too. I work for the time people like Bigfoots do. There's actually a lot of us, and that is fine, but many people don't know that we tell the time.
I'm Francis, and I'm half Glug. Yes, that's true.
She's half Glug.
Half Glug, but what half? I'll leave it up to you.
But that is my old thing. Time is my new thing, if I may, and I might.
But mostly, we know what a cape is.
Yes,
mostly, we all know what a cape is.
In fact, we know it so deep in our bones that we don't have to say it.
Lucas, I work here too, and I definitely also know what a cape is. We're all friends and we get along.
And I'm Skateboard Tonya!
And I'm Skateboard Tonya!
And I'm Chef Andre! Ooh, olé!
And I am the Marquis de Sade. I don't work here, I'm just saying hi.
Oh, and I'm the concept of infinity. But I know you already knew that just by looking at me.
Hey, y'all, I'm a little animated clock, and I work here too.
Oh, yes, we all know your name, Mrs. Minutes.
Yeah, that is my name.
But mostly, we all know what a cape is. Mostly, we all know what a cape is.
Timey Tim, if you don't know, then it's okay to say it.
But say it now, because if you don't say it now, it will burn through your mind somehow, and you'll never be able to get over no hope. You'll start confusing capes with a cloak. Say it now.
Say it now. Say the difference between a cape and a cloak. Fucking say it now. Timey Tim, this is not a joke. Say it now.
I'm Timey Tim.
You're Timey Tim.
And here's what I'll say. I know the difference between a cloak and a cape.
And we believe you.
Everyone, God bless us. A cloak is thicker than a cape.
look, if you get quiet with yourself and you have just a little bit of hope. Slant, it's a slant rhyme.
Oh, then you know the difference between a cape
and a cloak.
Thank you.